So JavaFX, as you know, 1.2 doesn't have a table UI component. So I've been developing something called the Xenon Data Grid, which is part of the my own Nelson framework, which is hosted on Project Kenai. So Xenon Data Grid, there are two design issues here that I see. Number one, it's extensibility versus maintainability. Number two, performance versus maintainability. And this is covered in what follows. Now let's take our user table model of cells in a data grid from 1,000 feet up again. So we have a user table model with 1,000 cells across and 1,000 cells down, giving us a grand total of 1,000,000 cells. A naive implementation of a data grid or a table UI component would be to map 1,000,000 cells directly one-to-one to 1,000,000 scene graph nodes. And I believe the JavaFX runtime 1.2, and I haven't tested this, would be very unperformant. So the XDG follows a very common design idea, is to have a porthole and a sliding view into the user table model. Let's suppose a porthole view is 10 cells across and 10 cells down, giving us a grand total of 100 cells, or rather scene graph nodes that we have to render to the screen. XDG also supports the idea of layers or composable layers. A layer is a container for a set of cells which also contain the individual scene graph nodes that represent each cell. So of course this gets quite complicated in a JavaFX scene graph world, because if you think about it, a cell could also be a root of a very complex scene graph. So that is the extensibility part of the equation. The XDG has the idea of it uses a multi-layer base, which is a pure mix-in, and an implementation of that is, and in fact the main implementation in the Xenon Data Grid model, is a multi-grid layer, and that has named layers. So for the first one would be a sub-layer for corner cells. The second would be a sub-layer for row header cells. The third would be a sub-layer for column header cells. And the fourth will be a sub-layer containing the normal cells, which normally represent the user table model. Give and take the ability to scroll along that the user table model, of course. The other mix-ins to look in for are the super mix-in class, and these are pure abstract JavaFX mixins. Layer base is the design contract for a layer. Reorderable layer base is the design contract for a layer, which knows how to reorder its rows and its columns. And scrollable layer base is a design contract, a pure JavaFX mixin for a layer that knows how to scroll across and down. So in summary, the XDG, the Xenon Data Grid rather, is a, like everything else in the software engineering world, a trade-off. In table UI components, no shoe or no pair of shoes fits all people. And so to get around this with a flexible design, it follows the grand scheme and the grand ideas of the software engineering world, such as JTable, Swing user design, the Swing framework user interface design, and of course for the JavaFX world, we are using pure JavaFX mixins and then abstract classes and concrete classes to represent the design ideas. My name is Peter Pilgrim. This has been a very long audio blue, and I wish you a very good day wherever you are in the world. See you later.